that was talking about Rebbe's Mishnah Dada. Eichot Truma Chametz B'Pesach B'Shoyget. Mishai and Karen B'Chametz. Somebody who eats Truma that is Chametz on Pesach B'Shoyget. He did so unintentionally. He did not know it was Truma. I said to you, he's not a Kohen, he's not allowed to eat Truma. However, he wasn't aware that it was Truma. Even if he was aware that it was Chametz, and he ate Chametz B'Mezim on Pesach, but since he ate the Truma B'Shoyget, he didn't know it was Truma, he had to pay the principal plus an additional fee. The halacha is, somebody who's not a Kohen who eats Truma B'Shoyget has to pay the principal plus a fifth to the Kohen. Now, even though in this case, the Truma is Chametz, and it is now Pesach, so the Truma is worthless. Chametz on Pesach is also by now, you're not going to have any benefit from it. So the Truma has no value. Even so, he has to pay a principal plus a fifth. The reason being is that when you pay the principal plus a fifth for eating Truma B'Shoyget, you're not paying the value of the Truma. As in this case, the Truma has no value. So if you were paying the value, you wouldn't pay anything. Instead, there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that you have to pay the amount that you ate in payros, in produce. And the produce that you give the coin becomes Truma. That's Gzeres HaKasuv. So you're not paying the value of the Truma. You're paying the amount that you eat in produce that you give to the coin, and that produce becomes Truma. So the payment that you make for eating Truma B'Shoyget is simply Gzeres HaKasuv, that you pay the amount that you ate, and you pay it in produce, which becomes Truma. So therefore, since you're not paying the value, even in this case where you're eating Truma that is Chametz on Pesach, which has no value, you still have to pay the principal plus a fifth. Be amazing. But if you eat Truma's Chametz on Pesach deliberately, you knew it was Truma, and you ate it anyway. Now, even if you did not know it was Chametz, so you ate the Chametz B'Shoyget. However, you knew that it was Truma, and you ate the Truma of the Mezid. In such a case, Pater mitashlumim umidmei eitzim. You're completely Pater for making a payment to the Kohen, and you're also Pater for Tmei eitzim. Meaning to say, if the Truma was Tmeah, where its only value is to use it as fuel, in such a case, normally you would have to pay the value of the fuel to the Kohen. And since Truma that is Tmeah is permitted to be used as fuel, when you eat that Truma B'Mezid, you're Mechuyev to pay the Kohen the value that it's worth as a fuel. However, in this case, since the Truma is Chametz and it is Pesach, so therefore the Truma has no value, you're completely Pater from any payment to the Kohen. As we're talking about a case where you ate it B'Mezid, you ate it deliberately. Now, when you eat Truma B'Mezid, then you're paying the value of the Truma. You don't have the Gzeres HaKasuv to pay a principal plus a fifth and to pay it in produce. Now, that's only when you eat it B'Shoyget. When you eat it B'Mezid, you don't have to pay produce to the coin, and you don't have to pay an additional fifth. You simply have to give to the coin the value of the Truma. And in this case, the Truma has no value. And since the Truma is Chametz, and it is Pesach, so the Chametz is also Bahana. So therefore, the Truma has no value, and you don't have to make any payment at all to the coin. Second Sachem Parabeis, Mishnah Hei, Elu Dvar, Sha'azam Yoytu Behen, Yudei Chavaso, Ba, Pesach. The following five types of grain, if a person makes matzah from them, he would be yotzei his chov for eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. And the person is obligated to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, and the matzah that you eat must be made from one of the following types of grain. Bachitin, basoirin, bakuzmen uvashifon, uvashibaylishu. The matzah can be made from wheat, barley, spelt, rye, or oats. Any of these types of grain could be used to make matzah. However, you cannot make matzah from any other type of produce. And Chazal learned out from a pasuk, the matzah can only be made from something that is possible to become chametz. Any of these types of grain could become chametz, so therefore you can make matzah from them. However, to make matzah from rice or from any other type of produce, since rice or any other type of produce cannot become chametz, matzah cannot be made from them. And you yotze yechiyev of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, even if the matzah was made from Dmai, is produce that was bought from an Amar. That we have a suffix, why did the Amar took off the Maizers from them? That the Rabbanan decree that you have to take off the Maizers yourself. However, even if you did not take off the Maizers yourself, and you made matzah from the Dmai, you would fulfill your obligation with that matzah. Even though it's forbidden to eat Dmai without first taking off the Maizers, however, the Chacham have said that you are allowed to give Dmai to a poor person, even though the Maizers weren't taken from it. So therefore, since you yourself are allowed to eat tamai if you would forfeit all of your possessions and become a poor person. So since it isn't within your ability to be allowed to eat tamai if you wanted to forfeit your possessions, even if you did not forfeit your possessions, and you went ahead and made matzah from tamai, you would fulfill your obligation with that matzah. You'd also fulfill your obligation with matzah that was made from Maaser Rishon, that the Trumas Maaser was taken from the Maaser Rishon. As it did it, that first you take off Truma from your produce, which is given to the Kohen, and then you take off Maaser Rishon to give it to the Levi, and the Levi takes off Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon and gives it to the Kohen. And if the Levi has Maaser Rishon, that the Trumas Maaser was taken from it and given to the Kohen, and you made matzah from that Maaser Rishon, you would fulfill your obligation with that matzah. Now, even though that's a double pashut, of course you could fulfill your obligation with that matzah. Why not? So the Mefarshim explain that we're talking about where the Maaser Rishon was given to the Levi before the Truma was taken off from the produce to be given to the Kohen. And he's supposed to take off the Truma first and only then give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. And in this case, the Maaser Rishon was taken by the Levi before the Truma was taken off. Even so, the Levi would be allowed to eat the Maaser Rishon after the Trumas Maaser was taken from it. As we're talking about where the Maaser Rishon was given to the Levi before the produce was stacked in a pile. So it's not yet time to take off the Truma to give it to the Kohen. So in such a case, if you give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi before the Truma was taken off, since it's not yet time to take off the Truma and the produce had not yet been stacked in a pile, it would be mutter for the Levi to eat the Maaser Rishon after the Trumas Maaser is given to the Kohen. So therefore, you can make matzah from that Maaser Rishon. Uva Maaser Sheni veHegdish sheniftu. You can also make matzah from Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was redeemed. And it's forbidden to eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim if you did not redeem it. And of course, it's forbidden to eat Hegdish. However, once the Maaser Sheni or the Hegdish is redeemed, you can make matzah from it. Now, even though this is also a Dover Pashut, of course you can make matzah from Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was redeemed. Why not? Since it's mutter to eat Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was redeemed. The answer is, we're talking about where it was redeemed only with the principal, not with the additional fifth. As when you redeem Maaser Sheni or Hegdish, you have to add an additional fifth. Now, even though you did not add the additional fifth, if you did redeem it by at least redeeming it with the principal, it would be a good redemption for the Eved, and therefore you can make matzah from it. And a Kohen can make matzah from produce that is challah or truma, and he will fulfill his obligation with that matzah. And even though challah or truma is forbidden to anybody who's not a Kohen, but a Kohen could fulfill his obligation with matzah that was made from produce that is challah or truma. But you cannot fulfill your obligation with matzah that was made from tevel. Tevel is produce that the mitzvahs weren't taken from it. Forbidden to eat produce until the Trumas and Maasers are taken from it, and if the Trumas and Maasers were not yet taken from it, and you made matzah from it, you would not fulfill your obligation with that matzah, since it is also to eat tevel. Malova Maaser Rishon Shelo Nidla Trumas. So too, you cannot be yotze your obligation to eat matzah if the matzah is made from Maaser Rishon that the Truma wasn't taken from it. Now, that which we say that the Truma wasn't taken from it, we're not referring to the Trumas Maaser as the Levi gave to the Kohen. Instead, we're referring to the Truma Gedola, the Truma that is taken off to be given to the Kohen before the Maaser Rishon is given to the Levi. As we're talking about, where the Maaser Rishon was given to the Levi before the Truma was taken off. And in this case, we're talking about where the produce had already been stacked in a pile. So it's already time to take off the Truma. So in such a case, if you give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi before the Truma is taken off, the Levi is not allowed to eat the Maaser Rishon even after he gave the Truma's Maaser to the Kohen. Since the Truma Gedola was not taken off before the Maaser Rishon was given to the Levi, so since it's forbidden to eat this Maaser Rishon, if you make matzah from it, you would not fulfill your obligation with that matzah. So too, you cannot fulfill your obligation with matzah that was made from Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was not redeemed. And it's forbidden to eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim without redeeming it, and if you go ahead and make matzah from Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was not redeemed, you would not fulfill your obligation with that matzah. As in all these cases, if you make matzah from tevel or Maaser Rishon that the Truma wasn't taken from it, or from Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was not redeemed, since all these things are forbidden to be eaten, if you make matzah from it, it would be regarded as a mitzvah habah ba'avera. You're fulfilling a mitzvah by doing an avera. As you're trying to fulfill a mitzvah of eating matzah, but you're doing an avera in the process by eating forbidden food, and you're not yotze in mitzvah if that mitzvah is being done with an avera. Chalotoda Urekike Nazar. Asan La'atmo Ein Yoitzim Behen. Somebody who eats on the first night of Pesach a challah from a korban Torah, or a flatbread from the korban that another brings, if he made the challahs or the rekikim for his own korban, he would not be owed to his obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. As the korban Torah and the korban shlamim that another brings when he completes his nazir are accompanied by bread, and the challah from a Torah and the rekikim from another is matzah, they do not allow it to rot. Even so, if you made the challah or the rekikim for your own korban, you cannot fulfill your obligation with the challah or the rekikim. The reason being is that Chazal learned out from a pasuk that the matzah that you fulfill your obligation with have to be guarded with shame matzah. You have to guard them from being coming chameh with in mind that you're going to use it for the matzah that you eat on the first night of Pesach. And the challah and the rekikim that you made for your own korban, you're not guarding them to be used for the matzah that you're going to eat on the first night of Pesach. You're guarding them to be used for your korban. So therefore, you cannot fulfill your obligation with that matzah. Asan limkor b'shuch yotzim behem. However, if you made the challahs or the rekikim not for your own korban, but you had in mind that you will sell them out in the market to another or to somebody who wants to bring a korban Torah for that person's korban, in such a case, if you don't end up selling them and you end up keeping them yourself, you could fulfill your obligation with the challah or the rekikim. The reason being is that somebody who makes challahs or rekikim with in mind to sell them to somebody who's bringing a korban, he has in mind that if he doesn't find anybody to buy them, he'll use them for himself. So therefore, when he guarded them from becoming chameh, he was also guarding them with in mind that he will use them for the first night of Pesach if he doesn't find anybody to buy them. So since he was guarding them with shame matzah, he did guard them with the mind that he might use it for the mitzvah of eating matzah, he would be yotzei his chov by eating the challah or the rekikim.